Major General Lulruy Quang says arrangements for the graduation of an estimated 30,000 forces have been completed. He says the government is set to meet its September 30th deadline for the graduation of the 52,102 unified forces.
The high-level graduation committee have been meeting and came up with graduation plans for the remaining necessary unified forces in the three regions. And today we met and submitted a proposal on when we thought these forces should be graduated.
Tutu Galuak is the chairperson of the National Transitional Committee, a body responsible for the implementation of the 2018 peace deal. He told the journalists at his office in Juba that preparations for the graduation of the forces are on schedule.
Now we are meeting with governors where the graduation will take place in their respective states. We want to see preparation for the graduation and a reception of the federal delegation from Juba. It will not be a graduation similar to what we had in Juba. It will be done at South Sudan level. Therefore, there will be no presence of leaders from outside, only peace monitors and guarantors from Sudan and Uganda, who are members within the transitional committee.
Galuak says some challenges, including floods, are hindering the preparations for the graduation of the unified forces at some training camps in areas affected by heavy rains across South Sudan.
You all know that South Sudan at the moment is facing difficulties accessing some areas. We have been discussing the issue of Unity State. We decided to relocate the trainees from Kalja to Bentiu. They had to move on foot with the help of our police forces, and they are now in Bentiu ready for graduation.
Major General Kwang says while funding for the graduation has been approved, some technical challenges are hampering the process.
We have not yet succeeded in delivering uniforms for Greater Alanil, as well as we have not yet distributed food for the same region. For Greater Bahar Ghazal, we are able to deliver insufficient food rations, but the uniforms also are yet to be delivered. And the issue of floods. The force that we have in Panti had been cut off by floods at the stream. There's a stream at Nyamlel. We cut them off.
The army spokesperson says a date for the deployment of the forces who graduated last month in Juba is yet to be set. Chapter 2 of the Revitalized Peace Agreement stipulates that 83,000 forces from the various armed groups in South Sudan shall be cantoned, screened and trained in the first phase of the security arrangements as part of the country's unified forces to safeguard the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.